From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at acura.com/RDX.
My friend Carol died last week. Her death was not unexpected. She'd been battling ill health for several years. Carol was part of a larger community that I belong to, one that we call The Village. It originated from the local Waldorf school that our children attended. It's thrived for years. The Village embraced Carol as she was dying, helping her and her family cope in every way imaginable. And when Carol passed, the care and attention did not stop. We took her dying and her death and brought it into her home in a very real and personal way. There was no call to the funeral parlor. Instead, the call went out to all the women. They came and washed the body and prepared Carol. The men were called to rearrange the room where her body was to remain for 3 days. During this time, Carol was never alone. Her friends and family came to pay their last respects and honor this kind and generous woman who we all loved. The house was full of celebration, food, and even laughter. On the third day, the men came and placed Carol in a cardboard coffin, the outside of which was painted and decorated with lovely bright colors and full of messages to Carol. Instead of an expensive hearse, the men carried her out to our friend Joe's large station wagon. The women were softly singing as we slid her in. We drove to the funeral home where there was the first of three services. She was cremated after this one. There are two great events all humans share. The first is conception and birth. The last is death. We participate fully in each one, and both are shrouded in mystique. In her sickness, Carol was closely surrounded by those who loved her. We all felt honored to be custodians of Carol in her waning days, and we were blessed to share in her dying. Homes have always been places of births and deaths. We are beginning to reclaim our right to keep our loved ones at home and attend to them as our ancestors have for thousands of years. We brought the magnificent mystery of death a bit closer to our hearts. Thank you, Carol. That was your last gift to us. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.